It's 88.5 KCSN Sky Daniels being joined by Andy Kim and Kevin Drew. Welcome, guys.
Good to be here.
Thank you.
This is a wonderful story, and as we've talked today before going on air, I become even more eager to figure out how the two of you forged this friendship as well as this musical alliance. And Andy, you want to give me a sense of how you started to connect with really a legion? You know, Kevin has really been shepherding you, but there's a legion of particularly Canadian musicians that just started flocking to you. How did you get this following and all these newfound friends?
I have no idea, to be quite honest with you. It's really how I ever get this way. You know, I've been, as I like to tell Kevin, you know, I was irrelevant for such a long time. And I left Canada because everybody said, you have to make it in the U.S. I got to tell you, you still have to make it in the U.S. I love this country. I love what it stands for. And so Canada being such a close neighbor really is a reflection of what's going on in the U.S. And so I've had these multiple hits, and then, you know, I am one of those mortals, so I just was gone. My shelf life was over. So I went home. I went to see what home was all about, and before you know it, you know, I started meeting people, and I realized there's this phenomenal community of musicians that I had no idea existed there. The fact that I was able to interact with them, to me, is still mind-boggling, because I really come from another time. It's really a new generation, and I don't intend in participating in this generation's world. I love the fact that when songwriters get together, I remember the first time I wrote a song with someone in Canada was with Ed Robertson of the Bare Naked Ladies, and the first thing I said, you know, I'm kind of uncomfortable being Andy Kim and you, Ed Robertson, of the Bare Naked Ladies. I just hope that we can just be two songwriters.
Now, my understanding is that Sister OK was the song, perhaps, that really sparked the engine.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that.
You know, I got an MP3 from Kevin. It's funny. I was just thinking, you know, at my age, I'm thinking MP3. Yeah, I can open an MP3 and listen to it. Like, who the hell? What the hell is that? You know. But anyway, so I and Kevin just said, let me know what you think. And I'm listening to this, and Kevin is just, oh, I just love. His musicality, where he comes from, but it's so kind of deep within him that I think it touches every one of us. And so I'm listening to this, and I'm transported to a time and place where someone actually speaks to someone's sister and mother and father about something. And it's really kind of, it takes me back to another time and place. And I started weeping, and I emailed Kevin, and I said, can I do this song? Can I possibly just take your vocal out and put my vocal in without knowing whether the key was going to work or anything? But it was so beautifully, it came from deep within him, and that to me was the start, and it's what you hear today. And so I'm thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, it's just that your sister said that you'd be okay. And the timing you feel is wrong in your life. And it's just okay tonight. Yeah, it's just okay. Okay, it's fine. Well, it's just that your mother said that you'd be okay. And the timing you feel is right in your life, and it's just okay, just okay tonight. Yeah, it's just okay, just okay, it's fine. Well, it's just that your father said that you'd be okay, and the timing you heal is died in your life, and it's just okay tonight. Yeah, it's just okay, it's fine. Your love will not raise you up. No, 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 your love won't raise you up.
I think the first song you recorded was Shoot 'Em Up Baby.
Mm-hmm.
And walk us through how that became the first one you recorded. Now, I know Sister OK had a lot to do as a catalyst, but talk about Shoot 'Em Up Baby and what it was like for you being in that room with him and these younger musicians definitely getting behind you.
Well, you know, I heard Kevin say, well, you know what, let's record Shoot 'Em Up Baby. And immediately I thought, I don't want to do this. I already did this, and there was problems when I did it. You know, the record came out, you know, a few weeks around Robert Kennedy getting assassinated, and they, you know, 69, 68 years were filled with, you know, drugs and rock and roll, and it was really starting to heat up. And
social strife, a lot of social strife.
Sure. So people misunderstood the, you know, I think we all live in sound bites, and the sound bite of that is Shoot 'Em Up Baby. So people thought it was about drugs, it was about, you know, guns. It really was about a song that I wrote thinking about what my mom and dad spoke about, because there was a 30-year difference between them. And my father loved Westerns, and so he'd always say, hey, Andy, could you turn on the Shoot 'Em Ups? Because that's what he called Shoot 'Em Ups. So I kind of resisted the idea. I resisted it all the way, even not wanting to hear...
In redoing the song.
Yeah. And...
Playbacks of what you were doing?
No, I didn't want to hear anything, because I knew in my heart of hearts that would never make the album. So I was just kind of saying yes to Kevin just to kind of get it out of the way. And then, go ahead, Kevin.
I came to his house when all was done, and I said, and here's Shoot 'Em Up Baby. And I just smiled because I knew he was wrong.
And I was. It was, you know, and really when I listen to it now, I smile because I was so dead right, but I was really dead wrong.
With Arts and Crafts, by your own admission, a label that's broad and grown a lot and has expanded its own, you know, repertoire of artists, you know, you worked, you understood the what you're supposed to do within the indie scene. Mm-hmm. You know, where the parameters are. You know, and you know, sometimes there's some pretty self-enforced parameters on what's cool. Mm-hmm. You meet this guy, and the joy of music's there, and you go, I ain't listening to anybody.
That was it. And so well put, because even when we were doing it, people didn't understand why we were making this record. And I loved that. I loved it. I love when people look at you and say, oh, you shouldn't really do that. And I think, in an artistic way. And
right.
I think, you know, I just think, wow, we're already working towards the right way, the direction. Him saying, watching the fish go upriver, I love it. And I think that's where you just create the best work. And I always said, I was so blessed to be with a man who had lived such life to get into sort of an adult contemporary way. And the team we put together, I had guys from speed metal bands, you know? I got guys with kids, I got guys who were writing pop songs, guys who were writing 25-minute drones. And we all gravitated towards Andy because it was just a great time. And musically, it was just wonderful to be behind the history of loss and cancer and families gone or buried. And it felt genuine and true. It wasn't just this younger version of here's what life is and here's my politics and here's another song about how I broke up with my lover. It was this depth and blood within a Hallmark world of where you're skating around,
right,
but so honest from him that we all just got a kick out of it. We did. And everything we would do, whether it be fuzzed out distortion pedals, smashing memory mans into walls as we're trying to make percussion, he loved everything. I had to actually pull back a bit at times. I said, Andy, that's too much fuzz on the guitar. He's like, give me more fuzz on the guitar.
Look at you, baby, look at me. So in love we used to be. But now it's just a memory. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Well, I recall when things are fine. And every day that sun would shine. When I was yours and you were mine. Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Ba la 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 la. Ba la 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 la. Ba la 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 la. La 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 la. Remember how it used to was before the roving eye of love. Why does it do the way it does? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Time and time and time again, I wonder why it all began. And tell me, how's it gonna end? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? Tell me, baby, how'd we ever get? Baby, how'd we ever get? Baby, how'd we ever get this way? La 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 la.
tomorrow night, you're going to be performing at the 60th celebration of Allen Ginsberg's Howl versus Howl with Wilner. Talk to us about the performance tomorrow night, the show itself at the theater at the Ace Hotel, et cetera.
Who knows, right?
Yeah,
you don't know. And that's what I think is the most exciting thing. And it's interesting because I've found out not a lot of people know that this show's going on. And if you look at the roster, you got Nick Cave from, you got Tim Robbins, you got Amy Poehler, you got Courtney Love. It's a crazy list of people. Hal Wilner and Chloe Webb going to read Howl. I saw some of it last night. It completely blew my mind. And I've known Hal Wilner for years now. And he called me up and I said, let's do this. And Andy and I are coming down to play it. I think it's just, you guys get these shows all the time, but you shouldn't take them for granted.
No. For those of you who have not had a chance to hear the record, remember what I said. You're going to have a reaction, hopefully, like I did. And if you don't have at least three huhs, then, you know, you're not listening right. So thanks for coming out again and sharing it with us on 88.5 KCSN.
Thank you. Honored to be here.
Thank you.
Thanks.